What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Good morning, good evening, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me. No guests this today. This is our last show of the year for the Conscious Consultant Hour. So it's just me and you. I thought I'd do a bit of a year in review. And just express my gratitude to all my loyal listeners for sticking with me this year and continuing to share and to comment on the live streams and to be a part of this show. Thank you. Thank you all for being with me. And let's get to it. So, of course, why break with tradition? We do have a blog post to start off and kick off today's show with. And this one, I think it's probably rather apropos, and it is entitled, Each New Day is Built on the Calling from Our Heart. Today is a new day. Each morning we rise to a fresh start, a blank canvas upon which to paint our future. Yet it is not entirely blank. Each new day is built on yesterday. Every new morning has come as a result of the previous day. What we experience now is not only about the present moment, for we have built this moment on all of our past moments. This does not mean we must carry the past into our future. Yet in order to truly be free from what we have experienced before, we need to bring more awareness to this present moment. When we ignore our past and the energy we have put into our life, we remain stuck in those past moments. If we reflect and ponder on what we have created before and how we wish to change it, then we can rise above those circumstances and truly create something brand new. Our energy speaks much louder than our intentions. How we show up in our lives, the energy with which we choose to create our new day, will not only determine what today looks like, but tomorrow as well. For each step on the path moves us towards one mountaintop or another. We decide which mountain we are going to climb long before we get to the base of that mountain. The map of our lives is drawn by the directions we face and the steps we take in that direction. Our stories are written by the little moments in each day and how we choose to show up for ourselves. Changing direction is not that hard, as long as we first have the awareness of which direction we are currently moving. If we want to move south, we must first know if we are currently moving east or west or north. And if we have been moving north for a while, it might take a little longer to turn south than we anticipated. If we lost our compass and have no idea what direction we are moving, then we truly must search deep inside to find our center in order to discover where we truly are. For when we connect to our hearts, we can always find our direction. Yet when we are in fear, doubt, anger, shame, or rage, our internal compass is hard to connect to. So to create a new day from the moment we rise, connecting to our heart is the most important thing we can do. Knowing that yesterday's trail may not serve us today. The heart knows what we want to create and where we want to go. Learning to listen to it is the most powerful way to step into our unwritten future. So what will you create today? What direction is your heart calling for you to travel to this new day? So I wrote this a couple of years ago. I know it's a little bit winding, twisty. I probably wrote this one after taking a hike because I love hiking. I love climbing mountains. And really, I think this was just reflecting on, and somehow this is so, so appropriate for today's topic, which is kind of like our year in review. But so often I hear people talk about, oh, like today is a brand new day. You can write whatever you want for this day. You can make today be whatever you want. And that's true. Very true. However, what's often not talked about and what people don't realize is that each day is built upon yesterday. If we have been traveling in a certain direction, there is momentum carrying us in that direction. Whether that direction is to be an employee, an entrepreneur, to be in a relationship, to not be in a relationship, to move our home, to stay where we are. Whatever path we've been traveling, that momentum continues. So each new day, it is a new day and it is an opportunity to create something brand new. But it is built upon all of our yesterdays. And taking the time, especially this time of year, to sit back and reflect upon all the yesterdays that led up to today can be a very, very powerful way to start. What did you do yesterday? What did you accomplish? Where did you go? And is that the same direction you want to keep going? Part of looking at our past and looking at our directions and looking at what we've been doing is to be more conscious about the direction we had been going, the momentum we had built up, and even just to ask ourselves that simple question, is this the direction we want to keep moving? Is this where we want to go? And if the answer is yes, great, then continue. Build on that momentum. Go further, higher. But if the answer is, I'm not so sure. Or maybe the answer is, you know what? I like the direction I went yesterday, but today I feel like that doesn't serve me and I want to move in a different direction now. But without that conscious reflection, without being aware of what we've done in the past, it's hard to break free of it for the future. Because if we're so unconscious, if we're so not aware of what we've been doing before, then there are forces at work, that momentum, that energy, the stuff we built up, that's going to keep pulling us that way until we take the time to truly be aware and be conscious of it. And what we want to do today tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Where that comes from, when it's aligned with us, it's when we truly connect to our heart and we connect to what's deep within. Like, that is what's calling us forward. That is what's calling us to do whatever we're going to do today. Now look, the heart is not always consistent. 6 months ago, 12 months ago, maybe our heart called us in one direction. And maybe now our heart is calling us into a new direction. That's okay. We don't have to stay the same. In fact, we never stay the same. We are constantly changing and constantly growing. So if your heart is pulling you in a new direction or calling for you to step into a new role or be something more, or something different than you've been in the past, listen to it. Answer that call. But do it mindfully. Do it in context of your life. Because we've all made lots of little decisions in our life that actually turned out not to be such little decisions. Sometimes those little decisions that at the time we think, what's the big deal? I'll go right instead of left. Years later, you see how that turning right took your life in a totally different direction than if you had chosen to go left. Might not be any better, but just different. But in a very profound way. So listening to our heart is truly one of the most profound things that we can do. So that's my blog post. It is entitled, Each New Day is Built on the Calling from Our Heart. And if you like my blog post, you can always find more of them at my personally branded website, theconsciousconsultant.com. And of course, on the radio station's website at talkradio.nyc/blog. And don't forget, a wonderful Christmas gift for your friends, if you like my blog posts, is my book, Everyday Awakening, which it's hard to believe, but it's been out for 5 years now. And I never imagined, you know, hard to imagine where I would have been when I came out with the book. You can find the link to the book at everydayawakeningbook.com. And I hope you'll check it out. I recently gave it to a bunch of friends and they really liked it and started reading it. It's like, oh my God, this chapter really spoke to me. So, yeah, check it out. I think you might find it could make if you don't know what to give somebody for the holidays, for Hanukkah, for Christmas, Kwanzaa, check it out. If you like it, maybe it might be a good gift for someone close to you, a family member, a friend, a lover. Yeah, check it out. Okay, so let's take our break. And when we come back, I really kind of looked over my past year and the different episodes and the different themes, and I kind of came up with five major themes that I talked about throughout the year with my guests and different stuff. And it actually was quite interesting to see how these themes sort of repeated throughout the year. So I just thought I would go through and highlight some of these themes and some of these topics for you. And I think this could be a really interesting episode. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Just a little warning, next year, I'm going to be moving to Wednesdays at noon instead of Thursdays. But not right away. And, we're not going to be doing the show for the next 2 weeks. So I take off the last 2 weeks of the year. So after this episode, the next new episode will be in January. So We will be right back to get into our yearly review in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. This time, it's a me-only show, no guest. And we're kind of going to do a big overview of the year and my shows and the major themes that really I spoke about during the year, interviewed people about. I never do this. I know a lot of other people do this, but I thought, you know, it's probably time to do it since I never do this. So I took a little time, looked over some of my episodes, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And it's really quite interesting. So I kind of came up with a little help, five major themes that I tended to talk about. And within these themes, there are sort of sub-themes and subtopics. And it was quite interesting when I look back over to see what was my first show of this year, which was back in January of 2025. And that was my show with David J. Brown and Psychedelics in the Coming Singularity. You may have noticed during this year, I've talked about and interviewed people around psychedelics a lot more than I have in the past. And I do that for a very important reason, because it's becoming more and more popular. I talk to more and more people about it. And I find that there's a real need for greater education as people are hearing about things like ayahuasca and psilocybin, as psilocybin got legalized in Colorado and Oregon, and now New Mexico, I think, looks like the next state, and New Jersey's considering it, and other states. You know, famous people like the football player Aaron Rodgers talked about it. Other people have talked about working with psychedelics. It's becoming very big in the veterans community to help veterans process PTSD. You're going to start hearing about it more and more, but you heard it first here. So I really made a mindful choice to cover the topic from different angles throughout the year. But really, what I decided to do this year, and what was a little bit different, is I went, because I talked about it last year too a bit, but this year I really went from talking more about the experience, the insights, the amazing things that can happen when you engage with these sacred substances, into the more meaningful and actually the more challenging side of it, which is integration. And what do we mean by integration? And integration is actually not just a practice for psychedelics, it's a practice for anything we engage in to really make a meaningful change. It's the shift I made from exploring, like, what are all the million possibilities to what do we need to do to actually live them? What do we need to do to make the changes in our day-to-day life? What do we need to do to get these powerful experiences and these substances which can increase neuroplasticity, take the default mode network offline so that we can change our patterns, change our habits? And really, it's my own personal philosophy of, because I've done the opposite in the past when I was young, of taking these altered states of consciousness not as an escape from reality or escape from what is, but as a responsibility to then, once we've experienced these altered states, moving to the next phase, really the more important phase, which is, I had this experience, I had this insight, things came up. Now it's, what do I need to do to take this and use it as the gold to change my life, to have a better life, to touch upon other people in such a more profound way? And to do that, we really need to slow down, to reflect, to allow the shifts and changes to come forward and build on and really hold with the reverence that these experiences deserve, to hold them in our hearts, like not just in our minds, but in our bodies, and allow spirit to really support us in learning how to live from a deeper, more grateful, more compassionate place. You know, someone pointed out to me a long time ago that LSD was discovered by Albert Hofmann the same year that we dropped the atomic bomb on Japan. And I find that an interesting coincidence, because the same year that we unleashed, as humanity unleashed, the most destructive power upon the world, we also found the thing to take us to the most powerful state of consciousness, in some ways even more powerful than the destructive state. And, you know, I had many people who were shamans, were researchers, like Paul Levy, talking about the quantum revelation and how to use quantum physics to view these states. Tricia Eastman, Dr. Rick Straussman, who wrote the book the DMT, The God Molecule. There's so many wonderful people. And also, I've had on my show people who were more spiritual teachers, meditators, people who were about finding a new spiritual path. How did they get started? Well, back in the 70s, they tried LSD. And they did that for a while. It expanded their consciousness. They found meditation. They used meditation as an integration tool. And then they were able to step away and move forward. And that new, this new awareness really helped to serve them. And so really, I kind of call this first major theme kind of integration over revelation. You know, and whether it's psychedelics or it's personal development or any kind of experience that's like some kind of peak experience that in the West we tend to chase a bit. It's like, great, you had that peak experience. How are you going to use it to actually change your life? How are you going to integrate it into the fabric of your day-to-day life to live better? To be a force for good in the world, to be that pebble dropped in the still pond whose ripples will fan out for centuries to come in a way that will truly support humanity's evolution. That's where the gold is. And then the next theme, which is kind of related to it, is really about sort of emotional sovereignty and inner leadership. It's really about our taking authority over our inner world. In particular, the one episode I thought that highlighted this very well was when I interviewed David Strickle for Beyond Positive Thinking. We really talked about emotional mastery. And this is really about claiming authority over our inner world, not through control, but through presence, through authenticity, through honesty. We talked a lot about what it really means to lead from the inside out, especially when we're in a place where things are uncomfortable. And, you know, it's so funny, like since The Secret came out and since the words of like intention and positivity and positive thinking and all this stuff has come out, how much it's been misused and twisted. And David talked about toxic positivity and counterfeit emotions. And, you know, again, this kind of relates back to sort of the work around psychedelics, that it's not about making sure we're always in a high vibration, making sure that we're always the most positive person in the room. And yes, everything is great. It's about being real. It's about being honest. You know, if you ask most people, like, what emotions they experienced this week, they'll probably be able to name about 5 emotions. But the truth is, if you give them a list of like 20, 30, 40, 50 emotions, they'll be, oh yeah, like I felt that one. Yeah, and I felt that one. And yeah, I felt that one. Our emotional range as human beings is vast. And we don't always feel good. And that's okay. We're not built to feel good all the time. It does not serve us. I remember one time I was at some event and someone said, like, their intention is to feel positive all the time or feel good all the time. And I sort of responded to that with, oh, my intention is to feel all my emotions deeply. Because life isn't about just feeling good all the time. It's about being present to what's coming up in the body, in the situation. Because not feeling good about something is actually tremendously helpful. It gives us so much information. And by being present to these emotions, we can learn to metabolize them and not let them control us from an unconscious level. Taking the time to slow down, to sit with it, especially when it's so uncomfortable to sit with it. That's true leadership. That's truly being present to our lives and what's going on. And look, I've had many moments throughout the year where things were uncomfortable, where I broke someone's trust, or I said things I shouldn't have, or I didn't show up in the best way. And to really...
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone. And that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Deal with that and not have it rule my life. I had to be present to the fact that I felt really shitty about it so that I can make a change, so I can be more honest with myself, that I could be more aware and not let those unconscious forces drive me without purpose or awareness. So those are my first two major themes for the year that I've talked about: integration over revelation and emotional sovereignty. And I got three more, so don't go away. There's still a lot more to talk about. I hope you're liking the show. If you're listening in live, please comment on the live stream. Let me know you're listening. Share it with your friends. Let me know if you have any questions, any comments on anything that I'm talking about, and we'll get to them. All right. We don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Misalignment within your sales team or with a client stalls deals and creates unnecessary friction for you and the client, resulting in up to 37% lower win rate. If you're in pre-sales, sales, sales management, or sales enablement, and you'd like to increase revenues, win rate, margins, client satisfaction, and stay competitive, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Art Fromm, host of the Making Seamless Sales Show. Please join me live Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Have you ever wondered what truly lies beneath the calm? I'm Jacinta Yang. Join me every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Talk Radio NYC as we explore healing, self-discovery, and space where science meets spirits to help you find peace in a busy world. Take a deep breath and tune in to Beneath the Calm, where every conversation guides you back to the calm within.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back. We're doing a little bit of a year in review, kind of going through some of the major themes that I have talked about through my interviews and my me-only shows. I do see loyal listener Sanaya commenting on the live stream saying, "Hi, Sam, has gotten me through the toughest times. Happy holidays. It's been an eventful year, but I'm back." Wonderful, Sanaya. I'm so glad you're back. I'm really glad that to hear that the show helps to support you and that you're getting something out of it. So another topic that I've touched upon a couple of times through the year, once most recently, of looking at healing, not as fixing something as wrong, but really as a recognition of our wholeness as human beings. And it really trying to move away from this idea that healing is you know, fixing, trying to change some pathology. And it's more about remembering, about reconnecting to our bodies, to our spirits, and to things like pleasure. I've actually had a couple of shows, one recently, Awakening Through Pleasure with Dee Dee Goldpaw. I had another one earlier in the year. What was the other one? That was also around the idea of the physical side and the pleasurable side. But it also is about, and I've had a couple of shows this year about the gift of aging and about how we can use aging as a spiritual practice. And again, it's the idea of seeing things as whole and redefining healing, about not fixing what's broken, but really reclaiming the power and the strength and the inner authority that we have in our life. And again, it's about embodiment. It's about taking everything we experience, the good, the bad, the ugly, and embodying how we show up in a more powerful, in the role of creator, because we do create our life. And an important part of embodiment is how we experience pleasure, is how we experience the sensations and the sensualness of life, the tastes, the smells, the touch, the sounds. There's so much that we get to enjoy in these physical bodies. And that taking pleasure from all these senses, it doesn't have to be an indulgence, which is when it's out of balance, when it's overboard. But it actually can be our medicine. A couple of years ago, I did a show on Gay Hendrix's book, The Big Leap. And it's all about how long can we stand to feel good? And the idea of just accepting these good feeling things, regardless of what's going on around us, that is real deep inner work. And it's really looking at how can we feel good even when we're getting older and we feel like our body's falling apart. Even if we're having challenges in our relationships and we feel lonely, how can we still find ways to find pleasure? How can we still find ways to embrace the beauty and the fullness of life, even in the most difficult of circumstances? So healing is not about going off on some deep retreat and having some peak experiences and then, you know, oh, it's a magic bullet and I come back. Yes, I'm healed. I'm good. Everything's fine now. No, your life is still your life. There's no need to fix anything. It's just about being more present to what's already here. Because when we're truly present to what is happening in our life, we can do something about it. We can shift, we can change. And sometimes those experiences are extremely uncomfortable. And that uncomfortableness serves us because it moves us to take different actions, to change. So that's my second theme, which healing is about wholeness, not about fixing. My fourth major theme, which is one that I've talked about both in my Me Only shows as well as in interviews, was relationships as a way, as a path of transformation. And I did a kind of a difficult show a while back called The Gift of Devastation. And this was a Me Only show. And it was really talking about themes of loss, failure, uncertainty, and what to do when life doesn't go our way. And this is really key, because life is life. Life is not always going to bend to our will. As much as there are some people out there who think like they can totally bend life to their will, no, it doesn't always happen. Sometimes life gives you a 2x4 up the side of the head when you least expect it. And devastation isn't something to just endure and get through. It's something to be in relationship with. What is the devastation? What is this difficult time? What does it mean for us? How are we showing up with it, in it? How are we embodying whatever change we need to get through this devastating event? And it could be about loss. It could be about grief. It could be about illness. It could be about many, many things. And how that collapse we experience when something fails, how that's not a punishment. It's not a... It's not a lesson to learn. It's an initiation. It's an opportunity that's inviting us to go deeper in ourselves to find our true strength. And this is about meeting real life and not doing any spiritual bypassing. To be able to experience it fully. And look, I don't have all the answers. I don't pretend to have all the answers. The things I talk about and I come up with on my shows, they're invitations to explore. They're things I've experienced from my point of view, from my life. If it resonates with you, great. Try it on. See how it fits you. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. That's okay. And this devastation kind of relates to my last theme, which I'm going to save for our last segment since we're supposed to go to break pretty soon. I think we're going to go to break a little early so I can give myself a little extra time to finish up the show and talk about my last theme. So yeah, if you stay tuned, you'll find out what theme number 5 is. I hope this little recap, I hope this sort of overview is helpful for you, and that it helps to distill things in a way that makes it usable for yourself. So let's take a quick break, and when we'll come back, we'll get to theme number 5 and we'll wrap it all up for the year. Please stay with me. You are listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Don't forget, we're all part of humanity, and we'll be right back to finish this episode up.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a purpose-driven individual looking for deeper healing, clarity, and growth? Welcome to the Expansion Room, a transformative space for purpose-driven individuals. I'm Siobhan Larice, host, licensed therapist, and coach. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Okay, so let's get to it. Theme number five for the year was inner safety in an uncertain world. Because whether we like it or not, the world is getting more chaotic, changes happening at a faster rate than ever before, and there are more things that are happening than ever before. So it does create a sense of safety, a lack of safety. And so I did do an episode called How to Feel Safe in an Unsafe World. And really, it's about, you know, as everything accelerates around us, as things shift and change around us, it's how do we come back and cultivate safety within ourselves? And this is really, I mean, this is the integration of all these different themes. It's how can we be present to all of the selves, all of the things happening and ourselves with compassion. And so really it's as we're exploring all these different things, and if you're paying attention to what's going on in the world, you're probably asking yourself, you know, things are so uncertain, things are so unstable, you know, where can I find safety, right? The nervous system, the body is always looking for safety. But the thing is, safety isn't out there. I remember many, many, many years ago, one of my teachers said, there are no safe places in the world. There are only safe people. And so this is when we feel unsafe, where we really have to find those practices that help us to ground, to breathe into it, to just give ourselves some time and space to be able to regulate and to allow the body to do what it needs to do. But safety is not an external thing. It's an inner capacity. It's not about our external conditions. Of course, the external conditions affect us. And if we're in the middle of a war zone, it's hard to feel safe. But there are some people who feel safe even in the most unsafe conditions. And there are people who feel extremely unsafe in the safest of conditions. So the feeling of safety is not completely dependent upon our outside world. It's the internal connection. It's the internal knowing that regardless of what happens to us physically, we're okay. We can be okay, even if we're not okay in the moment. And if we're not okay in the moment, we need to recognize that. We need to be present to that and say, I'm not okay. It's important to admit that. Sometimes the hardest part of this whole path is being truthful to ourselves admitting the things we don't really want to admit to ourselves, saying the things that you're quote unquote not supposed to say. Sometimes the thing to say is, you know what, this sucks. I hate this. I'm in pain. And I don't like it. And it's okay to admit that. It's okay to speak our truth to ourselves, especially the most important truth, which is the truth we're incredibly afraid to admit to ourselves. And I always highly recommend a movie about speaking your truth. And the name of the movie is A Monster Calls. And it's an extremely powerful movie. You have to watch it to the end. Very emotional. I don't want to give away any of the details. It is based on a children's book, but it is definitely not a movie for children. It's a movie for adults. And so those are our five themes for the year. Integration over revelation, emotional sovereignty and inner leadership, healing as wholeness, not fixing, relationships as a path towards transformation, and it's our relationship with ourselves, not each other, though relationships with each other as well, and inner safety in an unsafe, changing, ever-evolving world. Because the one thing you can be certain of, the one thing that always stays the same, is change. Change will always happen. Change will always be with us. It may feel like change has accelerated tremendously in recent years, and it has, and it will continue. The next 5 to 10 years, humanity will probably see such an acceleration of change like never before. And this is why connecting to our inner authority, doing the deep inner work, being honest with ourselves, being in dialogue with what we're feeling, what we're experiencing in a grounded, practical way, it's so important. So important. So, you know, when I look back over this past year and all the different wonderful conversations I've had with so many people, and of course, you know, if you don't listen to my show regularly and you want to go back and listen to some of my older episodes, you can find them on talkradio.nyc and on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@talkradionyc. Just look for The Conscious Consultant. And of course, on your favorite podcasting app, I have over, I don't know, 450, 500 episodes on the podcasting platforms. But when I look back this year, you know, this year was not a year of talking about how to become more enlightened, how to be more spiritual. It's really been a year of how to be more human. And sometimes to be more human, what we really need to do is to connect with our hearts. And yeah, we've talked a lot about how do we stay grounded, heart-centered, and human as everything changes. So, you know, this past year, it felt like I moved from focusing on expansion to focusing on embodiment. From instead of exploring what's possible, to learning how to actually live it, how to integrate it, how to bring it into our day-to-day lives. You know, from my conversations about psychedelics and the coming singularity, to crushing thresholds into deeper questions about integration, emotional sovereignty, and what does it really mean to stay human in a world filled with AI. my focus has shifted from peak experiences to daily practice, and from fixing to what's broken to remembering what's whole, and from chasing alignment to cultivating true presence. What does it mean to be present with ourselves first and then with each other? And more than anything this year, I've been looking into relationships. How we relate to ourselves, our emotions, our work, our money, our bodies, our age, the unseen, and each other. And a recognition that the future we're heading towards will be shaped not only by technology, but for ourselves personally, more by our inner lives and how we cultivate that inner life. And so as we come to the end of the year, I really want to invite you to pause, even if it's just for a moment, to take a breath, not to evaluate things, not to judge things, not to rush ahead to what's next, but just to notice. Notice what's shifting inside of you. Notice what's softening, what's surprising, what's being asked to be metabolized. So much of what truly changes us doesn't come with the trumpets and a fanfare. It comes quietly in the way we meet ourselves with things that don't go as planned, or in a way where we stay present when it would be so much easier to turn our attention away from what's going on. I mean, if this year has taught me anything, it's that growth isn't about becoming more certain, more polished, more together. It's about becoming more honest, more authentic, more embodied, and especially more compassionate and more curious, both with ourselves and with others. So as we end this year, I just want to invite you to celebrate not your accomplishments, though you should celebrate your accomplishments, but really, who have you become along the way? How are you different than you were at the beginning of this year? What small moments happened that meant a lot to you? What inner shifts happened that will change the way you are for the rest of your lives? And really acknowledging the courage it took just to stay open, just to be willing to see the changes, to embrace the changes, to be open to the changes. So I really, really want to thank all of you for staying with me this year, for walking this path with me, for listening, for commenting on the live stream like Sanaya, for being part of these conversations. Wherever you are right now, I just want you to know it's enough. And as we step into a new year, I hope you do it gently, compassionately, being more rooted in presence and letting curiosity be your guide, not judgment, and trusting that what comes next will reveal itself the moment you're ready to look at it, to embrace it, and that who you're going to become will unfold naturally. And our job is to just recognize that unfoldment, to embrace it even more fully with gentleness and ease. So thank you all for tuning in today to my last show of the year as we review our major themes. I hope this was valuable for you. If you did like today's show, please don't keep it a secret. Share it with your friends, your family, your colleagues. And of course, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc and all over the social networks, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Twitch, and on the podcasting platforms, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon, wherever you love to listen to podcasts, you can find the Conscious Consultant Hour. And if you want to reach out to me personally, I would love to hear from you. You can always reach me at my email address, sam@theconsciousconsultant.com. Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate each and every one of you. You are all so important to me. Thank you for tuning in. And we will talk to you in 2026. Take care, everyone.